everybody. Welcome to Death Curse Society. It's the way Death Curse Society was meant to be, with only the Colonel and Red Crank. No Zigzag tonight. Fuck that guy.
He's fired. He got fired because he failed the drug test.
I think we should have fired him because he passed the drug test, actually. That would have been a more rare thing, in his opinion.
It would have. I get booed. Yeah. I'm not knocking him. Hey, it's not the hard stuff.
That's true. It's not the hard stuff. Just the weed. And that's, yeah. That's legal in most states anymore.
It is.
How's everybody doing out there tonight, guys? We got Tyrone in the house. We got Luke.
He's Tyrone. Luke.
Yeah, so it's going to be a fun night. We're going to talk about the final episode of Creepshow, at least for season two. We know we have a season three coming up here. Maybe sooner than we think, because it's already in post-production. They've already filmed two seasons, so it helps when your seasons are only five or six episodes long, too, I guess.
Yeah, but that kind of sucked.
Yeah.
They did what they were supposed to. They left me wanting more.
Sorry, I know.
My glasses for all six people that are watching. I couldn't see. Going to look all educated and shit.
While you clean your glasses, I'll go through our regular sales pitch here. Don't forget to hit subscribe on that YouTube channel, on that Twitch channel. Yeah, watch out. Visit us on all our social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Also, don't forget to visit our website at deathcursesociety.com, where you can check out our store and pick up one of the latest shirts, the Smith's Grove School of Driving t-shirt, which is already our best seller so far. But it looks good. You can pick that up. Don't forget, if you want to save a few bucks, use the coupon code THANKSMANIACS. That takes $3 off any order in the store. And also at the website, you can become a member. You can become a camp counselor. I'm getting hit now. There we go. You can become a camp counselor for $3, a crazy Ralph for $10, or a final girl for $25 per month. And you get all kinds of perks for that. Speaking of members, thanks to our members, Chris, Lorena, Christy, Luke, Tyrone. Those are our final girls. And then our crazy Ralph is Angelo, the fine artist over at Angelo Mariano Art. Yes. So that's the sales pitch. Boom. I'm done.
All right. Well, since you're done, we're going to say hello to the people that jumped in after we did our introductions.
Yep.
We got Tanya with us and Bonnie. Hello, ladies. How's it going?
Hey, Bonnie. That's a new name. Thanks for joining us. I think. I don't recognize it, at least.
It's possible, but she could have been in here with O'Neill, and I discovered something today. All right. Apparently, O'Neill is the king of the hot takes.
Okay.
Because apparently I just say stupid shit just to piss people off. But, man.
Okay, I see. Are you talking about
inside joke? Yes.
Are you talking about the comment that we got for a brief while?
Yes.
Yeah. Somebody. We'll talk about that later. But somebody did not like Colonel's take on Zack Snyder's Army of the Dead. At least the trailer. So, yeah. Bonnie, thanks for finally catching us too. I'm glad you joined us. We're going to be talking about the season finale of Creepshow tonight and a couple other little minor things. It was called Night of the Living Late Show. So, Colonel, jump into it. What do you want to talk about in this one?
Oh, what do I not want to talk about is the easier question. I'm just going to say, as you can probably tell over my shoulder, this shoulder here, and what I'm wearing, oh, dude, they fan serviced the shit out of me. Like, I feel like I should have gave Greg Nicotero at least $50. I mean, just a kick starts off. You're in a virtual reality game of Night of the Living Dead. I was like,
which would be cool as shit.
It would be cool as shit. Like, man, I'd fucking play that. I don't care how shitty looking it is. I would play that.
Yeah.
All right. Now I'm going to skip spoiler free. I'm going to skip the entire story and I'll go back to the very end of the episode after the story's over, so on and so forth. In that virtual reality game, Night of the Living Dead, you escape the farmhouse, get picked up in a helicopter, get dropped off at Monroeville Mall, you know, one of those new indoor shopping centers. And
yeah,
that's fucking awesome. And then you bust through a gate, and you get to the military base in Florida somehow, and you start going down. Boom, credits. Oh, yeah, I was bored the fuck out.
Yeah, that was lovely with the fan service. I will say that it felt like getting a happy ending in a massage parlor down in Florida. It was great.
I would imagine. I have to ask Robert Kraft. That's my buddy.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know which ones he recommends, but I'm curious to find out. Man, that's an old joke.
People really would.
Who's Robert Kraft? So, yeah, were you excited to see Justin Long in this as Simon?
Yeah. I mean, I wish he would have done a little bit more with the character. I guess he did as well as he could, but it was nice to see Justin Long. Because, okay, now we're hitting the top of that sea level, baby. This is what I've been waiting for. Save the best for last.
Those sea level actors, man. The C list.
I love it. I fucking love it. It is the perfect platform for him. I mean, come on. Even Tales from the Crypt. Well, they had some A-listers. Mm-hmm. But they had their C-listers, too, back in the day. So it works. It keeps the spirit alive.
Right. Hello, Patricia. Thanks for joining us. Let us know what you thought of Creepshow's season finale that dropped today on Shudder. Now, this one was directed by Greg Nicotero and Dana Gould. Or directed by Greg Nicotero, written by Dana Gould. He did at least three episodes that I remember, or at least segments throughout this season, which, do you like his directing? Do you think he's growing into a good director?
I think he has a potential. I'd have to go back and rewatch his other segments. Mm-hmm. Except with the Night of the Living Late Show being the one most fresh in my mind. I think he did pretty good. And they kind of fucked me. I guess I got to change the format of Colonel's Crypt after this week's episode.
They did steal Colonel's Crypt.
I was like, you sons of bitches. Now I got to think of something totally different to do.
No. We keep doing that shit. I was thinking that too. I was just like, man, this is just, this proves to me that Shudder, some people from Shudder are watching our show. Hopefully. They'll sign us to a contract at some point. But, you know, yeah, they're just yanking our ideas, like, left and right. Because you did a bit. You didn't upload it, did you? Did you upload it into here?
No, I didn't upload any bits into here.
Oh, shit. I mean, you did a bit a long time ago with you and, was it Day of the Dead?
Oh, Dawn of the Dead.
Dawn of the Dead.
Let me see if I got it. We can still talk, but I think that's on my old laptop.
Oh, right.
Man, I don't know which one it would even be.
We may have to find that and send a link out.
I know it's available on our Facebook page.
Yeah, and it's on YouTube somewhere too, so we'll have to find it and put it on there. But I tell you what, I'm more and more impressed with Greg Nicotero's directing style. In Creepshow and even in The Walking Dead. So kudos to him. But of course, he's been around legendary fucking directors since he was like 19. I mean, starting with Romero and just going from there. And you're not hanging around these people and not absorbing some of that, maybe not the talent necessarily, but knowledge and experience. And that it's shown in him. You know, because even like some of the episodes I said with The Walking Dead have been some of the ones I like, especially as of late. Most of the episodes of The Walking Dead are rough, but
yeah. Now let me ask you this. Do you think he took over a lot of the directing reins on this one due to COVID and being so limited on who they can have on set?
Probably. I mean, that was kind of my estimation, but yeah, I don't know for sure. Bonnie says, let's get that in here. I think he is slowly getting the hang of it. Yes, that's kind of where I'm at. I agree with you on that. Luke says, Greg is incredible. And he says, I also hear he's a super nice guy. Yeah, he probably does not end up in Facebook jail like somebody I know very often.
Not. But I was at one time asking for a smoke, and I don't smoke, and he told me to fuck off. Not really. That's not a true story. I'm lying. What am I talking about?
No, that was Tom Savini.
Tom Savini, well, I can't say he's always been nice. He's been nice majority of the time I met him. One day, he was all quiet until he saw my cash come out. Then he got talkative, which I get. Hey, you're making money, man. I didn't even take it personal.
So, damn Skippy, man.
Yeah.
Luke says, pointing at me? No, not at all.
No.
Patricia says, why are they ending the season already? That's what we're talking about. Again, they had one segment that they couldn't use, or they chose not to use because it featured Marilyn Manson, and then he smacked around a bunch of women for the last 25 years, and somebody finally listened to a few of them. And
people were somehow shocked.
Yeah, and the public's been an asshole. Every 80s parent, every 80s kid's parents are looking at fans of Marilyn Manson right now going, mm-hmm. Yeah, they've known for a long time. They pulled that segment. They decided not to air it. And then they used one segment for the Christmas special, I believe. And then that was the segment that I guess was supposed to be paired with Marilyn Manson. And there you go. That's why we got only 5 episodes this season. We only got 6 last year, so... Yeah, that's all right, though.
Addition by subtraction, baby, because I got more to say, but I think we should really, before I say too much, you want to break into this episode, break it down a little bit?
Yeah, let's get into it. I will say this, though. I wish there were more episodes. I really do. I hope they, build it up to like maybe a 12 at some point, or at least a 10. You know, I'd like to see that. Let's talk about the... First off, let's talk about the relationship between Simon, played by Justin Long, and Darcy Carden, his wife. Yeah. How'd you like that?
That was an odd relationship, wasn't it? Because she seemed perfectly happy, and he was just kind of like, meh. I don't know. I definitely didn't sympathize with the fucking guy. I mean,
no, I did with her.
Yeah, I did with her. I mean, she was supportive and understanding, and definitely the breadwinner. And it's like he just sat on his ass. He was like, I want to make the most badass virtual reality game ever made. And man, they just made me, I did not like him at all.
He was kind of a jerk. Yeah, he was kind of a jerk. But you did mention it. He did create one of the best virtual reality games. Get into the overall storyline of this episode.
All right, so... We kind of already set it up. Rich wife, poor husband. Creates the fucking best virtual reality thing you ever see. You can put yourself in any media as long as it's saved on your hard drive. Mm-hmm. And his favorite film growing up was Horror Express. So that literally 90% of the episode is Justin Long inside this movie, Forrest Gump style. Mm-hmm. Interacting with the characters of Horror Express, which is fucking awesome. You got Christopher Lee, Peter Cushing. You see the monster, you're getting the kills. It's really fucking cool. Like, I really appreciate it, but they still kind of ripped me off.
They did.
But they did. Almost like shit compared to that.
there were a couple of shots where it was iffy. One where he's just like walks through and he's like, oh, pardon me, guys. I'm like, come on, that wasn't even necessary. That was just dumb. But anyway. One thing I did like about it, though, was every time he went into that world, he scrolled past like 2 other movies to get to Horror Express. If that was his favorite movie, why wasn't it number 1? I mean, he scrolled past like Night of the Living Dead and then something else and then got to that. It's just like, come on. That makes no sense.
Not at all. Crap, I'll save that comment for later. I want to add to what you have to say, but I can't say it right now.
Oh, okay. I got you. I will say this, though. I did like the relationship, the way it was portrayed, because... It was it was such an uncomfortable relationship that it made me uncomfortable kind of watching it between Renee and Simon. Renee, like I mentioned, was played by Darcy Carden, who was Janet in The Good Place, if anybody watched that. Another brilliant show with Ted Danson, of all people. I love that show. And she was brilliant in that. She's so funny. I wish they would have captured more of the humor of her in this episode, but they really couldn't with the character. It comes down. There's another love story because Simon is attracted to the Countess from Horror Express. I like the way they got another actress to come in and fill that role to flesh it out a little more. Did you like that?
Oh yeah, I definitely appreciated it. Actually, it gave it a whole new dimension to this fucking story, man. It was great. Mm-hmm. And then it's just, like you said, all right, spoil alert to an extent. I ain't gonna see what happens, but she pretty much just catches in virtual fucking this chick in this tanning bed virtual reality setup.
Yeah.
And I felt really bad for her. Damn it. They're supposed to have dinner, have a nice night out, celebrate his invention.
We weren't able to see exactly what was going on, but what do you think she saw in there that convinced her that he was having sex virtually?
Well, other than the fact he was fucking butt-ass naked and moaning, I mean, it didn't look like there was much room to fucking choke the chicken in there, but I'm sure he made do.
See, I don't know if he was. I don't know if he would have to do that, you know?
And he was pretty fucking refreshed when getting out of that motherfucker, man. He literally walked out like he just got done having sex. He's like, oh, you're home? I thought you wanted friends. I'm going to go take a shower and just get home.
Right.
Like, he just didn't give a fuck. Sorry to be so descriptive. That's how he acted. He literally just had sex. He's loosey-goosey.
See, this should be a warning to anybody that actually uses tanning beds. Definitely wipe them down before you get in them because you don't know if Justin Long's been in one, you know. Choking the chicken, thinking about the Countess.
This motherfucker fucking tans. Tan marks on his leg. Little splatters. Like killer tan lines, bro.
Or the shadow.
Sorry.
It's like a time dial. What time is it, Justin? God damn it, we gotta change the subject or we're gonna just go off the rails here. Let me ask you about this. Why was the virtual reality machine, why was it shaped like a tanning bed?
Because it probably costs less than actually building something to look like one. But let's be honest, I mean, the budget is not there this season.
Well, a lot of virtual reality is just like the thing, though, right? Yeah,
even the thing, you just had the thing. Like, they lay down, it was like the headset and the earpiece come over, and you just lay there. And you had your joystick on your right-hand side. You literally just push two buttons on.
Right.
I don't know why it looked like a tanning bed. Like I said,
I mean, it had the cameras in it to take pictures of his, whatever he had on and him. But if it did that, then how did it take a picture of his eyes if he has the visual visor on?
Man, you're thinking too much into this.
Well, I did the same damn thing with Invisible Man whenever they put that out last year, too. I was like overanalyzing the goddamn suit. Like, how does this work? Let's see here. Luke says, I just started watching the first season, but I feel the need to still come to these live videos to keep y'all company. Hey, we appreciate you coming, man. Hopefully we're not spoiling too much for you. Well, no, we talked about this last week, didn't we? I think. He also says, by the way, he's got his 1998 list done and ready to go for Monday. Good work, sir. I'm mostly done with mine, but we'll get there. Mm. And we got Rachel in here. Hi, guys.
Hi, Rachel.
I can't watch. I'm rewatching some of these movies from '98. Damn it, too busy this weekend.
I haven't seen her here yet, but Lorena, happy birthday if you're watching. I haven't seen her name pop up, but Happy birthday, Lorena, one of our members. Yay.
Well, it's still a little early for a work schedule.
And it's true. So, comes to a head. She catches him fucking. Did you like the fact that she went after the Countess first?
Yes.
Which I thought was hysterical.
I thought it was hilarious. Echo all of a sudden.
Oh.
Let's try this. Do you have earbuds in?
I do.
Huh.
Oh.
Okay. I think we're good. So anyway, dude, it's fucking hilarious. She's like, oh, I'm going to go get this bitch. Let me go get this virtual woman. And, yeah. The Duke or whatever, he didn't give a shit.
No. The count.
Whatever. He just... That's like the fact she got the shit slapped out of her.
Right.
Turned off.
Well, and keep in mind that I think they only had like one actress. The rest of it they had to pull from the original movie, so it's not like they could change the...
I know, but that's what I found funny about it, because it was just literally them doing the same... It was like on a fucking loop.
Mm-hmm. I thought like his eyes, like...
I know it was supposed to be serious, but I was laughing my ass off. That was comedic gold, that entire scene.
I thought it was hysterical. Yeah, I thought it was hysterical, but that's just me. So, shit, we're all already there. Let's talk about the ending.
Oh. So,
yeah.
How to do this without spoiling it. Let's just say...
I mean, I think we can spoil it. I mean, there's only a few people in here, and some of them have probably already seen it.
Well, fuck it. Here we go. I want to spoil the shit out of this for you, folks.
Yeah.
For all six of you. Eight, if you include us. So he gets back in this fucking thing, goes see his old girl. She comes up, starts flipping through the movies. We get to Night of the Living Dead. Click. Whoop. Changes the fucking channel.
Yeah.
Moment of this fucking guy, really? Because one second, Night of the Living Dead, he doesn't know where he's at first. Like, I already fucking knew. Like, as soon as they popped in, you got the zombies munching on people out in the front yard and shit. I was like, yes. Oh, what movie is this? Oh, what's going on? Then he finally clicks with him, like, oh, this is going to be fun. It's slicker than shit. Like I said, there's not much room to move. Like, you ask your thumb to gain in and out. She cuts his fucking thumb off and traps him in the Night of the Living Dead and gets devoured by the zombies. Then we go back to the VR game I was telling you about.
Beautiful.
Fucking love the ending.
Yeah, beautiful. And she's just standing there, you know, looking at his thumb on the ground and watching him, like, die in a sense, you know, in the game or in the virtual reality world, but in life as well. Because when she went in and she came back, she had gotten attacked by the monster. We didn't mention this. And almost had died herself in the virtual reality world. But yeah, I thought that was great. It brings up an interesting question, though. Or not question, but just weird observation. I'll put it that way. Guys will go to the most extreme thing to cheat on their significant other. Some guys, I should say. And this guy literally created an ability to get into a virtual world to have an affair with an actress he had a crush on when he was a kid.
That's pretty extravagant. Like,
yeah,
that's a lot of trouble.
I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot more work than just deleting a couple of text messages or having an alternate Snapchat account. You know,
that's
taking your infidelity into a whole different level. I don't know. I just thought that was weird.
That was a little weird, especially when he's like talking about, you know, oh, well, now people can do this and get away from their boring everyday lives. And he pretty much just shit on her.
Yeah.
Without realizing he's shitting on her. She's like, what?
Right. Yeah, his entire character was just kind of a dick.
Yeah.
So, I felt absolutely not bad at all whenever he met his fate. So.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to Monday Maniacs from Death Curse Society. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Stick around.
Death Curse Society has just become an associate producer on the film.
Yes.
Bravo. Woo! Bravo. Death Curse Society, guys, is so awesome. I met the guys, all three of the guys, at Indianapolis last year for Horror Hack. And I met those dudes, and I got to tell you, like, I hung out with them. We took pictures. I signed some stuff. They gave me a T-shirt. It was awesome. They are awesome, guys. So, super cool. I am so glad to have them on board this campaign and also on board the film. And now they are going to be IMDb credited as producers on this movie.
Everybody's on social media these days. Well, Death Curse Society is too. Look for us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And also, don't forget to look for us on YouTube. We drop videos on there all the damn time, and you don't want to miss it. It's good stuff. Death Curse Society. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Woo!
That's pretty much it for Creepshow, wouldn't you say? Let's rank it. All
right.
What level would you give this one?
Well, first of all, I want to point out poor Ziggy. He's been asking for this all season. He finally gets it, and he can't be here tonight.
Yeah.
He wanted a 44-minute long episode of just one story, and we got it. Man, I thought it was pretty good. I liked the way it did some stuff. And of course, again, being 44 minutes long, there was a little slow parts in the story. But man, the fan service to George Romero's Dead trilogy definitely bumped up the score for me. Without that, I probably scored a 7 with all that. I bumped up to a 7.5. I thought it was a really good story without all that stuff. It was really enjoyable and fun.
Yeah.
And great ending. Again, like I said at the beginning, when we went live, they did what they were supposed to. Season finale. They left me wanting more.
Right. Unfortunately, we got to wait now. Let's see. Dude, I'm going to have to go one better on you just a little bit because I think this was one of the better written episodes of this season. Like you mentioned, I like the fact that it was a little bit longer. It made it work. The idea in the story is great. I don't know. I think they could have done a little bit more maybe with that, like the virtual reality thing. I think they could have done a little bit more with that in the production of it. I wish he would have bounced through more movies than just Horror Express and Night of the Living Dead. I wish there was a way that he could have, like, hey, here I am in this movie, and here I am in this movie. You know, just real quick, little scenes, you know.
No, but, see, when I read the synopsis before I played the episode, that's what I thought they were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize I was really going to be stuck in one movie until the end. I was like,
oh. Right. But, yeah, I think I would have to give this one an 8. And I think this one and the first episode, or the first segment, those were great bookends to this season, and the rest of them were mostly slightly above average, but those two were great. How would you rank this season overall?
I mean, you kind of summed up the season terrifically there. Started with a bang. Wouldn't say ended with a bang, but that's a good way to end the season. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I mean, it's, you got your, you know, try to do this so I get across the screen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Like, it was...
Yeah.
Overall...
Literal peaks and valleys.
Yeah, a lot of people have been shitting on this season. A lot of people were just, oh, it's terrible, production values are low, blah, 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 blah. Yes, but that's part of the charm, I think. Like I said, it's not... Yeah, it's Shudder, folks. I know AMC owns it, but come on. They're not going to have this huge fucking budget. COVID really hurt this season. And you can tell because they went with fucking puppets for their creatures for the most part.
Yeah, and very, very small cast in every story.
Yeah, and that's fine. Like I said, it worked. So the season overall, man, I'd have to give it... I think I'd give it a 7. I want to give it more, but just too many peaks and valleys in the middle episodes.
I'm pretty close to you there. I think I would give this one a 6.5, just because it, too few episodes, again. The peaks were good, but the valleys were really valleys. And, like you've said many times when we've talked about these, the C-listers, although they're kitschy to see, only like two of them in this entire season really nailed a part. Barbara Crampton, I thought. Ted Raimi was great and all fun. The whoever the guy was that played the Bob Ross painting guy in that episode as well was great. And then Darcy Carden in this one as Renee. I thought she nailed that character. But
no love for Molly Ringwald as a guidance counselor.
It didn't work for me. Again, kitschy. You know, I like the fact that she was a guidance counselor at a high school and she grew up in a bunch of the teen movies, but yeah, it was just kitschy and that was it. But yeah, I would probably give this about a 6.5 for that reason. So
fair enough.
Now, one last thing I want to ask you about this episode was it had, since it was Night of the Living Dead, it had slow walking zombies. Yes, let's go there. Let's chat about it. Let's see what our, I mean, he's not watching.
Mm-mm.
We know.
Yes, he can fuck off. I gave my opinion. I was very clear about my opinion and why it was my opinion.
All right. What I'm talking about here is the last video that we put out was a trailer reaction for Zack Snyder's upcoming film on Netflix, Army of the Dead. If you go back and watch that video, you will see an epic rant from Colonel talking about why zombies should not run. And we even dive into it. I ask him a question about it. Ziggy gets into it a little bit. There was a comment that we did not take off that disappeared, basically calling us basement dwellers and ninnies or nannies.
Yeah, so we are not valid because apparently we live in our mother's basements and masturbate. But I'm 51 years old. I like the variety of my zombies. Dude, your avatar is fucking Wonder Woman. Your argument is invalid at this point. Just like, no offense to anybody, you do what you want to do. I really don't care. But this guy was just being a fucking prick for no reason. It's like, dude, Wonder Woman's your avatar. You're 51. Shut the fuck up. Right. Like, those people have the anime avatar pictures. I'm not going to take you seriously.
I thought it was funny because at some point he went through and pulled it off or deleted it, or YouTube did, but I don't know why YouTube would have done that. Okay. So, I you know, dude, hey, these are our opinions. If you don't like them, watch another show, which you obviously will, I'm sure. But, you know, that was about one certain thing. You might like our opinion on something else. I don't know. You can harass us if you want. I was going to respond back to him because I saw it in it. You know, I will get a email with every comment. And I saw in an email this morning when I woke up. Well, afternoon when I woke up. I'm a late sleeper. And I just thought it was funny. And I was like, did you guys see this? And then, you know, it was gone. And I wanted to respond to it. I was going to be nice in response, but I was going to be like, dude, it's just our opinion, you know, kind of like you were having an opinion too. Let's talk about it. Why do you like zombies that run? I was going to, you know, open the discussion with him a little bit.
See, I have this conversation with people all the time that like fast zombies. Oh, I find fast zombies scary. That's cool. We can talk about it. But you know, like you said, I'm not going to debate somebody that comes out full of fucking venom. It's like, it's a fucking opinion.
Yeah.
Enjoy your fucking Tiger Zombies. I don't give a fuck. That's stupid, in my opinion. Fuck off. If that's what you want to watch, yeah. You can watch fucking House of the Dead movies, because that's what it is.
Let's see here. Let's see what the fans say here. Luke says, I like slow walking zombies. Absolutely. He also says, negative comments a lot of times are actually hilarious. I thought it was funny.
This was pretty funny.
You know, hell, I may have to post this comment in the members only group so at least a few people can look at it. And I'll block the guy's name out, though.
Leave Wonder Woman, though.
Yeah, I'll leave the Wonder Woman icon. Luke also says, agreeing to disagree and still being cool with each other is hardly even around anymore. We can have our disagreements and we can still get along. It's perspective. Exactly. It's all about perspective, man.
Exactly. We all know it's the social media age. There's no such thing as being civil. And agreeing to disagree, it's literally venom right out the gate if it's something you don't like hearing. Everybody likes to live in these little fucking bubbles. You don't want to hear opinions outside of those bubbles. And if you do, you're wrong. We expect this stuff. We're not really bitching like I said. We just thought it was funny. This is the first time in a long time we've gotten a comment of someone pretty much trashing us.
Right. Well, and this is the first one that was kind of unrelated to us, if you know what I mean. So, you know, hey, I don't mind negative comments. I don't even mind getting a dislike on our videos from time to time. But, you know, our opinions may differ. That's just part of the thing. Tyrone says, zombies do not run ever. Fastest they can go is falling down a hill. Colonel spelled it out clearly. Bravo. And I thought you did spell it out very clearly.
Yeah. While before I started saying real fucking words again, I made it very clear why. If you haven't seen it, please watch it so I don't have to go through all this all over again. But yeah. I gave very valid reasons is why I appreciate. Oh, right. Shit. Fuck that guy.
Somebody said fuck that guy?
Oh, you'll see.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. hold on. I'm trying to get a link here to that so I can put it in there.
Why are you doing that?
Oh!
Bam! What's up? Oh, that's his government name.
Yeah. There's a link to our video about Zack Snyder's Army of the Dead, and you will see, like I said, an epic rant. It's one of those glasses-off moments that you get from Colonel from time to time. I'm just warning you, when the glasses come off, it's go time. You better just sit down and get ready for the ride.
The best way I equate that to is if you watch Trailer Park Boys and Randy takes his pants off, you know shit's about to go down. That's me taking my pants off. Glasses come off. It's no holds barred at that point.
That's fine. I'm not saying fuck that guy. All I'm saying is, you know, that should not be a reason to spit out that kind of vitriol at anybody, especially somebody you don't know. We're just trying to do something fun for horror fans out there. We hope you guys enjoy it. We know some of you do. Just because you like running zombies and you're an idiot, that's your problem.
That's A-okay. You're allowed to like running zombies.
You're allowed to be an idiot. I'm joking. But Luke says, zombies are dead. They don't have the muscle memory to run. But the 28 Days, Weeks movies get a pass because that's about the rage virus. Exactly.
Exactly. They're not fucking zombies, man. They're not. They're not dead.
Ziggy's in here, it looks like, so.
Yeah, that's why he's the one like, fuck that guy. So
Ziggy. Yeah. Ziggy, get ready. Because I think you're gonna enjoy this one. This one's got some good fan service in it, like Colonel was talking about, but we're pretty much done talking about that. We're just kind of covering our latest YouTube fan.
Yeah, and we're just kind of shooting the shit at this point. But it's funny. I even told Crank for live. I was like, man, or I wanted to say it. I was like, oh, Zach's going to love this one. and he's not going to be here to talk about it. So I want to hear what you think tomorrow night when I can actually game.
Yeah.
If you're up for it. If not, Sunday.
Hey, should we game stream tomorrow?
I'll be kid free. So, yeah, do we want? Mm. Shit, I might even drink a little bit.
Mmm.
Not much. But apparently is fucking hilarious. I don't see it. It's me. There's no difference.
Yeah. But, I'll talk to Ziggy about it later and see if he wants to. Would any of you guys that are watching right now, would you guys like to watch us play some Friday tomorrow night and do a little live game streaming? Let us know in the comments. We might do that. Who the fuck knows?
We might not. Who knows? I might go to my mother's basement and jerk off.
And think about slow-running zombies.
Yes.
Because you're so unoriginal.
Not slow-running zombies. It's been done for 50 years. It's time to evolve.
Okay, cool. Tanya says, you better drink on my birthday. Is her birthday tomorrow?
It is her birthday tomorrow.
Oh, happy birthday, Tanya.
And the funny thing is, it's kind of fucked up. I remember it's her birthday. I was like, hey, it's the same day Hitler killed himself, supposedly. That's how I remember it.
I didn't even think about that. But yeah, tomorrow is actually one of my kids' birthdays, so. Yeah. Luke says he is kid-free tomorrow. Sweet. I'll message you, Luke. If we're going to do that, maybe we can get some of the members in there to come play with us, too.
That'd be fine.
Yeah.
I think we could do that. I'll set something up for one of the other members, too. I'll figure it out.
Yep. Yeah, thank you, Tanya. She says, thank you, Crank. Happy birthday to your kid, too. Thank you. Thank you very much. Long story. So, what else do we want to talk about? Anything? Commenters got any ideas? Or what do we do here?
Well, while you're doing that, keep talking. I'm seeing, hey, Siri, who did the Cincinnati Bengals draft? Because I can't watch the draft. I'm on here.
Oh, okay.
The Bengals haven't made a pick yet.
Oh, they haven't made the pick yet. Look at that.
Oh, okay. Well, that kind
of... We don't have to get off here because of that.
That kind of answers the question, though. Have you got something you want to do? And, hey, your Bengals, I know how much you love them. So, I think I really don't have anything else to talk about. So, do you?
Mm-hmm.
We talked about Creepshow. We ripped on that guy. We're good.
Man, I want to say there was something else. Nothing major. Oh, yeah. I still got to look into it. Well, if you haven't, or the people watching haven't, apparently Tony Moran said some shit about Halloween, past Halloween cast members, the fans. Tell him it's worth a read because I haven't looked into it yet. I'm like, nah, he's probably drunk off his ass talking shit.
It's one of those topics that people are blowing it out of proportion, basically. It's one of those things that you know is going to get clicks, so everyone's covering it right now, but we have integrity, so we're not really talking about it. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. I wasn't even going to mention, hey, let's talk about this. Granted, it would get us views, but it's that we're not fucking TMZ, man.
Right.
So, I'm good. I'm not covering it. I just haven't looked into it yet.
Read it. I mean, it's worth a read. It doesn't take that long, but, you know. Luke says, oh, yeah, Tony Moran is in some heat right now. Yeah, well, he doesn't even get invited to that many cons anymore because everyone on the circuit knows he's kind of a douchebag.
He's been making the rounds again here recently. I know if all goes as planned in October, there's Scarefest in Lexington, Kentucky, where they're going to have that mini Halloween reunion that I really want to go and hopefully get some good footage.
Well, I have a feeling he's going to get bounced from that if this is all.
That's what I'm thinking, too. Hell yeah. Fuck. He didn't even play the shape. Yeah, he was Michael Myers, but he wasn't the shape, motherfucker.
No.
That's what matters.
He was in it for what, two shots?
Yeah, the car scene and when he put his mask back on.
Yeah, or two scenes, I should say. Yeah. Luke also says, good to stay away from that. I think that's what he means. Many people can focus on that. Yeah, here's the thing, man. We are fans of other horror shows. We are fans of other horror websites. We hate this clickbaity bullshit that most of them do. So we try not to do that, man. We try to just give you our views of things in an entertaining way, sometimes make you laugh either with us or at us, depending on the situation. And yeah, that's, I hate to use this phrase, but we're just trying to keep it real, bruh. I guess that's the best way to put it, right?
Jesus fuck Christ, don't do that again.
You got me. You got me.
Coming from you. It's like...
Do you agree, though? I mean, with the sentiment, maybe not with the delivery?
I'm not even saying I'm trying to say we're not above it, but we are above it. It's just like that. That's TMZ bullshit, man. We're not on that.
Right. Right. I'm not saying we're above it. I'm not trying to say we're better than these other shows, even though we are. But, you know, something we chose not to do a long time ago.
Yeah, well, I'm saying you got this, and then I'll use what we're going to be talking about here soon. The In Search of Darkness Part 2 documentary. I'd rather talk about the fucking documentary than some fucking dude ranting about something. That's in wrestling terms, that's for the dirt sheets, man. Let other people cover that. Right. I don't want to. There's more important things we could be talking about.
Exactly. See, Luke agrees. Clickbait is bullshit! That's right. We can still look at the art. The point is to avoid that drama and just find something we can talk about and have a good friendly chit-chatter. That's what I'm talking about. And there's the word I used a minute ago. It's called integrity. You goddamn right, sir.
I just said
gossip. Gossip is for the kids, not the adults. That's right. One last comment from Luke that I wanted to get to. He says, the Hearts of Darkness. Man, he's pumped for that documentary. I am too. I cannot wait to get my hands on that and see that. I think that's going to be fun. I still got a little work to do on it.
As lame as it is, I'm gonna be like, when I see the three of the ugliest fucking people on the face of the planet show up on screen, I'm like, oh, it's beautiful.
He's talking about us too, and then Ziggy. I think. Yeah,
mainly Ziggy.
But I know you're not talking about Ali Rivera, because she is definitely not one of the ugliest people on the planet.
No. Well, no, I'm just fucking with that. I can't even joke about that, no.
That's true.
We're one motley-looking crew.
That's the way it's supposed to be, right?
Apparently so.
Yeah. So. Yep, see? Luke knows. Allie rules. Yes, she does. All right, let's wrap this up and get out of here so Colonel can go see... who the Bengals are going to recruit to their losing team next year. So, no.
I'm a team, asshole.
I'm just playing, man. You know I love the Bengals. I always cheer for the Bengals anyway, especially since I've met you. So, thanks again to our members, Chris Lorena. Happy birthday, Lorena, by the way. Christy Hart Hoy, Luke Tyrone, and Angelo. Thank you, members. Visit our shop. We got all kinds of shit up there, guys. We got cups, hats, T-shirts, face mask, and, of course, the Smith's Grove School of Driving T-shirt, which is available now. We got a new one on there, too, the I Heart Horror T-shirt, which just dropped yesterday, I think. This week's been a blur, man. I drank a little bit last night. And visit our website and social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and Twitch. The website is deathcursesociety.com. Don't miss it. And I think that's going to wrap it up, isn't it?
I think so. I think it's a good way to end it.
All right. Guys.
Is that what you guys... Oh, sorry, real quick before we go. So you guys call the Vikings the Vikings? Because it's funny, because the Bengals are real bad. We don't call them the Bengals, we call them the Bungles. So, all the Bungles bungling.
Yeah.
So, that's fine.
Well, and I'm close to Texas, so in Dallas, it's the Cowgirls when they start losing, which I think is an unfair thing.
It is. They all kind of are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. All righty, guys. Thanks for watching. Tune in. Let's see. What do we got? Monday, we got the top five of 1998 we'll be doing. That's going to be a fun list because 90s were a weird time for horror. Don't you agree?
I agree.
Late 90s especially.
There's some good films. There's a lot of mediocre ones and bad ones. Again, spoiler alert, H2O will not be at number one on my list. I don't even know where it's going to be on my list, but it won't be at the fucking top.
It will be on your list, though, you think?
Dude, it's going to have to. I mean, I gotta come up with 8 movies somehow. They'll be on there somewhere.
Beautiful. All right, well, gang, thanks for watching. Tune in Monday, and then we'll have new episode segments dropping starting on later on in the week. And thanks for watching. We'll catch you next time. For the Colonel, this is Red Crank saying DCS out. Woo!